The next order or matter on our agenda is my regular report as Chief Justice to the Council, summarizing my engagements and ongoing outreach activities on behalf of the judicial branch since we last met in January. Although this was a short reporting period, the topics of my engagements and activities ranged from undocumented and unaccompanied immigrant minors and diversity and the future of California elections. I was pleased to participate in a video celebrating the recognition of California's Law and Legal Service Academies by the American Bar Association with their Alexander Award. It recognizes the California Academy's work to support racial and ethnic diversity in our legal profession. In 2014, these law academies in California had 500 graduating students, and more than 1,000 members of the local legal profession and community were and continue to be actively involved in teaching, supporting, and encouraging nearly 2,000 students. Behind the numbers, you should know that these are real young people with real issues and real needs, and at least 50% of the students have been identified in these law academies as at-risk students to graduate. We know in the court system that students who were suspended or expelled are almost 3 times more likely to come in contact with the juvenile justice system. One of these law academies and my high school alma mater, C.K. McClatchy, visited the Supreme Court during our oral argument session in Sacramento earlier this month. Special thanks to Frank McGuire and Jorge Navarrete for facilitating this useful court outreach and civic learning opportunity. I'm aware that all the courts of appeal and almost all of the trial courts engage in some sort of outreach and mock trial and moot court, and I believe that this is essential to the public's understanding of our work, and I'm grateful for all the work that's being done. Children and teens were also the hot topic for a panel discussion I participated in the mid-year meeting of the Conference of Chief Justices in San Antonio, Texas. I joined a panel including Magistrate Judge Julie Breslau from the District of Columbia, Immigration Judge Dana Marks from the United States Department of Justice in San Francisco, Dr. John Martin, Director of the Center for Public Policy Studies, Immigration, and the State's Courts Initiative, and Texas Administrative Director of the Courts, David Slayton. We discussed how state laws give their state courts, our trial courts, a primary duty to protect the rights and welfare of all resident children, and how the influx of undocumented and unaccompanied children from other countries, particularly South America, had created an intersection of federal immigration law and state child welfare and child custody law in the special immigrant juvenile status process. Our legislature and the governor last year enacted SB 873. It affirmed court authority and provided some funding for legal representation for these children. We've already provided some guidance to judicial officers on this subject, and we are co-sponsoring a judicial forum on the special immigrant juvenile status with the San Diego Superior Court in March. The mid-year meeting of Chief Justices also dealt with discussions and presentations relating to evidence-based sentencing, pretrial reform, and adult and juvenile corrections. Former Judicial Council member and Sacramento County Superior Court Judge Roger Warren was one of the lead presenters. On Judicial Council business, I attended the statewide business meeting of the trial court presiding judges and court executive advisory committees. We had candid discussions about issues affecting the courts and a useful exchange of thoughts and concerns among court and branch leadership. 22 new presiding judges began their terms this January, and we also had a number of new court executives. New was also the theme for the new Appellate Justices Institute. This was one of the largest appellate justice institutes for new justices in some time. As you know, many vacant seats on the Supreme Court and the Courts of Appeal have now been filled by the governor, enriching the existing talent pool on appellate court benches. I had the great pleasure to share the stage with legal counsel for the San Francisco World Series winning Giants when the Santa Clara University School of Law honored me with their Social Justice and Human Rights Award at their annual Diversity Gala. The Giants were the Organization of the Year award winners. Judge Richard Cousins, whom we all know, a former Judicial Council Distinguished Service Award winner and an expert veteran lecturer for judges, is still trying to retire. He coordinated the first of its kind pretrial summit called Releasing Arrestees, Designing Decisions to Enhance Public Safety with our Judicial Council criminal justice staff headed by Kirk Child's division and Shelley Curran. I addressed a diverse group of judges just the other day at this summit. They were court executive officers, probation officers, district attorneys, public defenders, service providers, and representatives from the Criminal Justice Institute and the Public Policy Institute of California, all of us talking about models and best practices for evidence-based pretrial release. Nationally, as I mentioned earlier, with the Conference of Chief Justices, this concept is an effort that's been growing in momentum. Here, there's a lot of interest in the pretrial programs grant through the Recidivism Reduction Fund court grant program. You saw on your agenda that there is an item related to this for our business decision later this afternoon. And the ultimate goals remain the same, reducing recidivism while enhancing public safety. And I have said in the past and many times that the strength of our democratic institutions relies on our public's understanding of those institutions. So I was happy to participate in a conference organized by the Future of California Elections to discuss working together for a more inclusive democracy. Attendees at that conference included Secretary of State Alex Padilla, election representatives, civil rights and civic engagement groups, government employees, and legislative staff. A lack of civic engagement, as reflected most recently in the low voter turnout at the last midterm elections, has many negative consequences, threats to our democracy, because the justice system depends on public confidence and trust and understanding of the judiciary. This Judicial Council recognized those threats many, many years ago when it created the Commission for Impartial Courts, as many of you remember, chaired by Justice Chin. From that, I created the Power of Democracy Steering Committee based on the Commission's recommendations and have partnered with Superintendent of Public Instruction Tom Torlakson on a number of civic learning initiatives to engage all students. I think it's an important point to remember that as the Voting Rights Act remains a hot issue, we approach its 50th anniversary. That concludes my report.